So let's hear the story of Brad Upton, the working comic whose career turned on his very first stage appearance. It began when Brad was working a very different kind of job, far away from a big city comedy scene.
Well, I had wanted to do stand-up for several years. I first had that dream or that idea in college, but I didn't know how to or where to. So that was the late 70s, and I lived in Pasco, Washington, teaching fourth grade. I didn't know what to do, so I just bought the Seattle Times, and I would always read comedy on certain nights. I could see the entertainment listings, and they had an open mic in there. So I knew there was an open mic in Seattle on Tuesday nights. So I decided I wanted to do it, but I was too chicken. So for 4 or 5 years, I wrote material, and then I finally went, I'm not getting any younger. I got to go try this. And then I drove over in September of 83, signed up, and about three people before I was going on stage, I chickened out. And I just walked out of there, and I drove home and waited for a year. And I just hated myself that whole year. I just hated that I had gotten that close and then chickened out. The very first time when I actually got on stage, my dad owned a car rental franchise. So I was constantly going for him, even when I was in high school and college and post-college, I would go retrieve rental cars for him. So I told only two people that I was going over to Seattle to try this open mic. I told my girlfriend, who's now my wife, and I told my dad, and he goes, hey, I got a car over in Seattle, Firebird, Super Sport. Why don't you fly over there on Horizon and grab it and then go do that open mic, and then you can drive it home. I went, perfect. So I flew over to Seattle, and I got this rental car at SeaTac, and I drove to the Comedy Underground and went on stage for the very first time. Well, in the 80s, comedy was so hot. Tuesday night at the Comedy Underground in 1984, it was almost full. The audience was good. I mean, you just go to an open mic now and you can't imagine it being like that. But the audience was really good and the comics were doing very well. And the MC brought me up and the first joke got a laugh and I just kind of relaxed. And then I delivered all the jokes and I got big laughs right where I thought they'd be. Punchline, 5 minutes, and I was walked off stage. I couldn't have felt any better because it had gone much better than I'd anticipated. And Laura Crocker, who was the godmother of comedy around Seattle, she had a bunch of one-nighters, and she was one of the producers of the Seattle Comedy Competition. And she walked up to me and she said, that was great. We want you to be in the competition. And I just didn't understand at all what she meant. I go, I don't understand. Is this open mic? She says, yes, it is, but it's also the last night of auditions for the Seattle Comedy Competition, and you passed. I go, oh, great. What does that mean? And she goes, well, it starts next Tuesday night here. We want you back here next Tuesday night. And she said, there's 20 comedians. You're competing for money. And she explained it to me. I said, okay, so I'm supposed to be back here next Tuesday night. And I walked out of there thinking, oh man, I am the best comic. I am so good. And then I'll probably be on The Tonight Show in about 3 weeks. I was thinking this is September by Thanksgiving. I'll probably be on Johnny Carson by Thanksgiving. That's what I'm thinking in my head, you know. When I got off stage, I picked up this Trans Am with a 351 supercharged, just a muscle car, one of the last muscle cars out of Detroit. And at the time, the Mount Baker Tunnel, there was just two tubes, narrow tubes that went through to get on the floating bridge. And my dad had told me way back when he was in high school in the 1940s, they used to drag race through that tunnel because you couldn't get caught. So as I approach the tunnel, I'm just as high as I can be as far as feeling good about myself. And it had been raining, and you know the roads are rutted from all the studded tires and there was puddles and stuff. So I just stomp on it. I'm going to go through this tunnel at about 130. I don't care. I'm just going to romp on it and go through here as fast as I can in this Trans Am. And I stomped on the gas, and I went from 40 up to about 70, and the car just turned sideways on me. Completely hydroplaned and went to the right. And I yanked the wheel and turned it all the way left. I was just fishtailing across both lanes. And I knew at that point I was going to wreck the car, but I just thought, God, I hope I can walk away from this because I'm going to wreck this thing badly. And I slid into the tunnel sideways and hit that dry pavement and I straightened it out and I didn't hit anything. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh, 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 it was, and it occurred to me as I was sliding, that was the shortest career ever. So in 20 minutes, I'd had the highest high of my life, and I literally thought I was going to die 20 minutes later. And I just locked on that steering wheel to the top of Snoqualmie Pass. Then I came back the following Tuesday. I got off work in Pasco at 3 o'clock. I walked the fourth graders out to the school bus, and I jumped in my car, and I drove to Seattle back to the Comedy Underground the following Tuesday night. But now I'm in with 20 professionals, and it's my second time on stage. And the audience is seeing 20 people that were way better than the people that went up the previous Tuesday at my open mic, and I sucked. I was like, oh, what happened? I mean, the exact same set, the same jokes, but the audience can tell the difference now. So the first three nights then, I drove from Pasco over to Seattle, do my set, drove back to Pasco, taught school, drove back. I commuted for 3 days. So I was sleeping about 3 hours a night, and I finished 18th out of 20. But the cool thing was, and I made a bunch of contacts, you know what I mean? All of a sudden, I was around a bunch of professionals, and because I'd been in the comedy competition, I had some kind of credit. Oh, he was in the competition. And then when I came back over to Seattle the next couple of months, I could do guest sets on professional shows because I'd been in the competition. So now, 32 years later, I do about 120 shows a year, and I make more money now than I ever have in my life. I have comics now asking me for advice, and they want to pick my brain about how to get started. And I literally tell them, I don't know how you get started now. I don't know how you do it because the model has changed so much. Now there's all these open mics that don't pay anything. There's no place to start where you're getting paid enough to quit your job. I didn't know it at the time. I thought this is the regular career path you take. But if I'd have gone up the first time and ate it, that might have been the only time. I don't know if I'd have gotten back up there. But the fact that I got into that comedy competition the very first night I got on stage, and then I did six nights and hung around with people, that's beginner's luck right there.